After 18 months of buildup, Bill Cosby's criminal trial got underway in Norristown today. WHYY's Laura Benchoff joins us from the Montgomery County Courthouse, where opening arguments and the first witnesses were called today. Good evening, Laura.
Hi, Dave.
Laura, why don't we start with a little review of how we got to this point?
So much of the groundwork for this case and what we heard today and will be hearing was laid over hearings that have been spread out, like you said, over the last 18 months. The arguments and the patterns of the arguments are established. Prosecutors want to show that comedian Bill Cosby had a pattern of behavior, that he had a habit of drugging and sexually assaulting women knowing that they could not consent. Meanwhile, the defense has a pretty clear strategy, too. They want to undermine all of the accusers who will be allowed to testify, of which there are two. One is the complainant, Andrea Constant, who is named in the criminal complaint, and the other is a woman named Kelly Johnson. So Cosby's been accused of drugging and sexually assaulting Constant, who he knew through Temple University back in 2004. Today, we heard opening arguments this morning, and to try to sort of further that pattern that I talked about, prosecutors stressed the issue of consent. They read excerpts from a deposition that Cosby gave more than 10 years ago in which he described sexual contact that he had with Ms. Constant after he gave her drugs, or after he gave her three little pills, which he called three little friends in the deposition. Meanwhile, defense attorneys have already started painting the relationship between Constant and Cosby in a romantic light. They want to sort of destroy any case that the prosecution builds up to show that, you know, as they say, Constant gave consent for that sexual encounter.
Laura, describe the courtroom scene today.
Well, the courtroom is mostly jammed with media right now. Only about 30 seats in the main room have been reserved for the public. And the whole sort of scene here at the Montgomery County Courthouse in downtown Norristown kind of functions like a bubble. You know, the jury is sequestered, meaning they can't read the news, they can't talk about the case at all. They had to leave behind their homes in Allegheny County where they were drawn from and are, you know, staying all in a hotel here in Norristown. So they kind of move as one gaggle together. And, you know, the courtroom is a pretty closed container. It's full of media, but we can't really tell you what's going on while we're in there. We have to wait for breaks. And so it's kind of long pauses of listening and then frenzied breaks to kind of get the news out to the world. There was one notable face today, which is the actress Keisha Knight Pulliam, who played Rudy Huxtable on The Cosby Show. She actually came in the courtroom this morning with Bill Cosby, her arm hooked in the crook of his arm, and stayed throughout the morning's arguments.
We've heard from one witness, though, and who was that, and what was that about?
So this afternoon, like I mentioned, there are two accusers, and the one that we heard from today is not the complainant, not the main sort of act. It was the secondary complainant, this woman who was known as Victim 6 but has agreed to be identified now, and her name is Kelly Johnson. And she worked for a talent agency that represented Cosby in the 1990s, and that's how she met him. So today she was brought on to talk about her, you know, professional relationship with Cosby and an encounter that she said turned into an assault. She said in great detail over the course of about 3 hours of questioning that he invited her to lunch at the Bel Air Hotel, and while she was there, kind of under duress, forced her to take a pill, which made her unresponsive. And due to that, he was able to have sexual contact with her that she didn't want. On cross-examination, like I said again, Cosby's defense attorneys were able to pull out some lawyer's notes from an old worker's comp case that she filed and tried to undermine the details of her account and point out what they said were inconsistencies in her story. You know, everything from the way that she described it to the timing of the alleged assault, which I should stress, has never been investigated by law enforcement. It is not the basis of this criminal charge. It's just merely the prosecution's attempt to try to portray a pattern, as I said.
When might jurors get to hear from the main complainant?
We don't know yet. They're still arguing right now, as far as I know, about who the next witnesses will be, who are not the main complainant. And no witness list has been released, so it's kind of touch and go every day. Who's the next person who's going to come into the courtroom? What's going to happen? It kind of keeps you in suspense here, I have to say. But we do know that right now they're arguing whether or not Ms. Johnson's mother can testify and people who worked for the talent agency. So it's these sort of smaller fish they're figuring out. We don't yet know about Ms. Constant.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you so much, Dave.
WHYY's Laura Benshoff on Newsworks tonight.